Greg, we were talking about how we both had part-time jobs. I think there was a lot of benefit, but looking back, sometimes I wonder if it's not so good that children work.
Why? I think.
I just think that basically kids, they get in this trap. They start working, they start getting a little money, they kind of get into buying things and consumerism, and they really don't focus on studying or being in clubs or just doing extracurricular activities when they're young. When they're
But
young.
sometimes if people work, they learn that they have to work in order to get something, and then they transfer that to school and say, I have to work at school in order to get good grades or to get into the high school I want and into the college I want.
I think it's nice to look at it that way, but I think in reality, most people that are wealthy, their children don't work and they get better grades and they do activities that help their school resume, and as a result, they get into the best schools and they get the best
Well,
jobs.
maybe the rich people are able to go to better schools because there are better schools in the rich areas, so they're getting a better education. That might be why.
Yeah, that's true, but I think that maybe if kids, if they start working and they work too much, then they lose their priorities, which should be just about an education.
Yeah, I agree if they work too much, but I think you learn a lot of things that are very important. There's a difference between book knowledge and world knowledge.
Okay, that's true. Well, so how many hours would you suggest that a child works? Like for you, what's the maximum hour that a kid in high school should work?
A high school student should probably work no more than 10 hours a
Okay,
week.
yeah, I agree. See, when I was in high school, though, I was working like 25, 30 hours.
That's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not a rich man today.